I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There he is, Shane Smith, making his big league debut. That has been clocked as high as 100 miles per hour, so he can hum it in there.
As we know, the All-Star game is around the corner, and we have a selection.
First big league strikeout for Shane Smith. Let's keep that baseball.
Well, it's that straight change that will make the difference.
We know how big of an honor it is to be named to the All-Star team, to go represent your teammates, your organization, your family, you know, everything that you put into this game on the biggest stage is obviously a tremendous honor.
Here's his 0-2. Goes with the curve as he pumps his fist to get off the mound. They stuck with Shane Smith in this jam. Strike three, a new career high, 7 strikeouts for Shane Smith.
And obviously it's not just about stats, right? It's about how you compete, how you carry yourself, the professionalism, and ultimately earning the respect of the league.
To the top, and Shohei Ohtani.
The payoff from Smith, and he gets the swing and a miss.
Good pitch.
Shane Smith, a wipeout curveball.
As Shane Smith has used 85 pitches against a red-hot Tiger lineup, completely subdued them. He'll leave with a 1-0 lead.
I'm extremely proud to announce the first rookie pitcher in White Sox history to be named to the All-Star team, Shane Smith.
A wonderful hand from this appreciative crowd.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Robbie Maklouf in for those Spiegel and Holmes guys. For the time being, Lawrence is live from the Summer League in Las Vegas and will join me at 5 o'clock. But yeah, joining me now on the Score Hotline presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Download the Circus Sports app today is White Sox All-Star starting pitcher Shane Smith. Shane, how are you this afternoon, my man?
I'm doing well. No complaints for me. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Now, Rule 5 draft pick to All-Star in just a few months. Did you ever envision this? And what did it mean to you when you got word that you were going to be the White Sox representative at the All-Star game next week?
Yeah, a lot of emotion. You know, with the Rule 5, you never really know. And I was trying to make the team out of camp. And, you know, next thing you know, it's the middle of the summer, and I was getting that great honor. Yeah, really, really grateful, really thankful, and I'm looking forward to it.
I was reading today, Will Venable, your manager, he was talking about your journey to being an All-Star, and he pointed to spring training, striking out Shohei, Freeman, and Will Smith back-to-back-to-back with not a lot of pitches, and he said that's kind of when he knew that they had something in you. Do you remember that sequence? And do you remember thinking like, oh, I just struck out the top three in the best lineup in baseball, and maybe I've got something here.
Yeah, that was definitely a turning point for me. You know, my first outing in spring was not very sharp. I think I, you know, walked 4, gave up a base hit, and you know, kind of got knocked around a little bit, and yeah, that Dodgers outing kind of not solidified me on the team, but, you know, kind of gave me that confidence going into it that, you know, I got good stuff. And, you know, if I'm around the zone, I'm in the zone, then, you know, good things can happen.
Yeah, I feel like no matter what you do, you have those moments where you're like, oh, I'm good. You know, like it happens to me, whether it's in this profession or I do stand up on the side, and you walk a little bit different, like your head a little bit higher when you can do something like that.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, you try not to be results oriented in this game because it's so hard and failure so accustomed to it. But when you have good days like that and you know, you have to relish in them and you have to, you know, appreciate them when they come and let them know kind of, or let yourself know that, you know, you keep doing what you're doing, good things can happen. So, yeah, definitely a great day for me, and especially early on in spring.
Now, you're and I was surprised when because it's a long and pretty storied history. But when I heard that you were the first Sox rookie pitcher in history to make an All-Star team, 125 years, you've had Burley, just recently you've had Burley, Sale, Crochet. Did that shock you to hear that? And has the magnitude of that hit you yet?
It did shock me quite a bit, actually. You know, with some of the names you just mentioned, it's pretty hard not to think that they didn't have an All-Star year in their rookie year, you know, because they've been so good for so long. But I don't know if the gravity of that has really hit me yet. You know, I don't think a lot of this has quite hit me yet. You know, it's been a couple of months since my debut, and that feels like it was, you know, years ago. So, you know, trying to take it one day at a time and really looking forward to Atlanta. But to be the first rookie pitcher is a real honor, especially in White Sox history.
What is it you're most looking forward to about your All-Star experience in Atlanta next week?
I think a lot of it will be, you know, getting to know. It's a quick kind of couple of days, and you got a lot of stuff going on. But, you know, just trying to pick their brains and you know, get to know some of the best guys in baseball. You know, the hitting side, the pitching side, you know, the coaching staff and the managers, and just trying to be a sponge as much as I can. You know, if they got any information about, you know, mentality or preparation or in-game or, you know, what their off-season looks like in terms of training and preparation for a year, whatever that looks like. And also I'm really excited to see the fans, you know, see the passion that this game has and you know, see it in its full form in Atlanta.
Do you still get starstruck at all? Or is there a guy that you're going to be at All-Star Weekend with that maybe you grew up watching that you're going to ask for a selfie or an autograph or whatever the case might be?
I think I'm going to try and get everybody in my locker room for sure his autograph. You know, I've talked to a couple of people who know some people and, you know, they're like, hey, you know, make sure you go out and, you know, get your jersey sent around or get a ball sent around that, you know, guys can sign, you know, cause you'll have that for the rest of your life. You know, it's pretty hard to get, you know, everybody in an All-Star team signature, never mind on one piece of memorabilia. So, I wouldn't say it's one guy in particular. I'm just like, I'm really excited to talk to the pitchers. You know, whether it's during BP or in the bullpen or, you know, walking the red carpet or, you know, whatever event we're at, you know, just getting to know them and get to know them as people, because you see them shove every day or every 5 days. And, you know, they just put up astronomical numbers, but get to know them as people will be exciting for me.
Talking with White Sox All-Star rookie pitcher Shane Smith here on the Spiegel and Holmes show on the Score. Rami Makhlouf in for Spiegel and Holmes. What are you getting the autographs on? Like a ball, a jersey, or do you have like a book you're going to put them all in? Have you figured it all out yet?
My understanding is that, you know, we get a couple of jerseys, so definitely going to dedicate one of them to be the signature jersey. I'm going to try and get a few balls. I think they give you a good bit to kind of, you know, send around and to sign. So whether it's a baseball, it's definitely going to be a baseball and definitely going to be a jersey. I don't know if I'm going to bring a booklet. That, you know, that'll look weird. You know, hey, can you sign my journal here? But yeah, definitely baseball in a jersey or two.
Going back to your on-field success and what's gotten you here to this point, was there something that you and the coaching staff sort of unlocked this year, something that you're doing different with your approach, whether it's in the way you're attacking pitchers or the way you're getting ready for each start and in between each start?
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so this past offseason, I added a changeup. I've had the fastball curveball for a while. Slider I introduced kind of in the minor leagues, and then the changeup was something I introduced this year. And I think that just added another dimension for me personally against lefties and righties. You know, just something else to worry about. It's not a slow changeup, but it's got some action to it. And it's working with Ethan Katz, our pitching coach, and Brian Bannister, our pitching guru here, and just realizing that that's a really good pitch. It's still new for me, so I'm still figuring out, you know, the feel comes and goes, and the strike throwing of that pitch comes and goes. But I think early on it was a really good addition that was hard for guys to pick up, and you know, this is the big leagues and teams adjust, so you know, you got to adjust with it, staying within the means of what you do well. So, you know, working with them constantly about, you know, what's working, what's not, how do we attack hitters. But I think the biggest thing is just being aggressive and staying aggressive.
You brought up Ethan Katz and Brian Bannister. How different and just how good of coaches and sort of mentors have those guys been for you since you got here to the White Sox?
Bannister was great early on in spring. Just kind of give me that confidence of the way my fastball profile is. It's a little unique with release characteristics and the action that it gets on it sometimes. And finding a feel for that changeup and knowing like, hey, just get the grip and let it rip a little bit. Just let the seams and the baseball and all that kind of science-y physics stuff, you know, take care of it. And Ethan Katz has been, you know, really extremely helpful for me. It's a long year and you go through a lot of starts and, you know, I think I'm at 17 right now. And, the first, you know, I think 12 were really solid. And then, you know, you go through, you know, the growing pains of being in the big leagues and facing big league hitters. So it's working with Katz and making sure that I'm doing everything that I did well early on and making sure I'm, you know, staying on that stuff.
And when you just brought up the fact that, you know, there are going to be hiccups, there are going to be times when you struggle, especially at the major league level. You're going against the very best in the world, and you haven't been shy about these last four starts. You've hit a bit of a rough patch, whether it's a stretch like this or it's being a Rule 5 draft pick. How do you keep your confidence up and your belief in yourself up to the point where you ride it into an All-Star game next week in Atlanta?
I think, you know, a lot of it is, I do a lot of mental strength work, I guess you could call it. You know, I grew up, you know, knowing that, you know, nothing, if anything's easy, it's not good. You know, like if it comes easy, then it's like, okay, you got to go for something else that's harder. And I think, you know, the game keeps you in the midline. So if you get too high, the game brings you down. If you get too low, the game brings you up. That's kind of how I'm thinking of it. So, I had a really good stretch, and now the game adjusts to me, and now it's time for me to adjust back. And, I think working out, you know, making sure my bullpens and my midweek look, you know, feel good and look sharp, and my pitches are doing what they're supposed to, and meeting with the catchers and saying, like, hey, we get, you know, let's tweak this attack a little bit, or, you know, let's switch something up so that we're getting the result that we want. We're just kind of getting there in a different way. And, I think the biggest thing is just believing in yourself. I've never been in on any prospect list. The Rule 5 draft was the first time I've ever been drafted. It's not like the chips have been stacked against me by any means, but it hasn't been, you know, the easiest path to the big leagues. It's not the hardest, but it definitely hasn't been the easiest. So, just knowing that you're here for a reason and you just have to keep at it.
Now, another guy on your team, one of your teammates, one of your mates in that starting rotation who got thoughts, some people thought should get some consideration for the All-Star game, Adrian Hauser. He had a moment the other day in your dugout where, as he put it, he puked and rallied. As the saying goes, in the dugout. It's kind of gross, but did you witness that? Is that unusual in a Major League Baseball dugout? And just how good has that guy been to sort of work with and play alongside?
Yeah, the puke and rally, I haven't seen. I've seen it in other facets. I have not seen it in a big league dugout. So to see that, I saw him kind of coming off the field, grabbing his chest and his cheeks filling up, and I was like, oh boy. I think he's done it in private before, so this was my first time seeing it. And props to him, man. He's been an absolute bulldog for us. To be honest, my selection of the All-Star game, I'm extremely grateful for it. But man, he has put together an unbelievable, I think, 10 starts now. You know, just to learn from him a little bit, kind of like just the way he attacks hitters. Like he's got good stuff. Is it otherworldly? Is it outlier? Like some pitches are, right? But he just pounds the zone. He throws four pitches for a strike. He knows what he does really, really well, and he just attacks guys. And I think that's the biggest thing that I take from him is that, you know, no matter what your stuff looks like, if you can throw strikes and you can make guys chase pitches and, you know, you can miss barrels with small location tweaks and all that, then, you know, good things can happen. So, you know, every time he goes out there, I'm definitely locked into what he's doing and I pay attention.
That is Shane Smith, White Sox rookie, all-star pitcher. He's headed to Atlanta next week. Shane, congratulations on this honor and all the best moving forward, man. Really appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.